There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Lots of pressure, Bobby. Don't let him lie to you. It's a lot of pressure out here, but I believe in you for some reason. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, it's time for our lunchtime confessions that are brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey. Let's do those next.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey.
Million dollar idea. Hell, $1 billion idea. Multi-billion dollar idea.
You gonna give it away for the low?
I need investors.
Okay.
I mean, you know, I got the OG sauce and my podcast.
You got
going.
That money?
I can't.
Yeah.
I don't need to diversify that much.
It's no worse than the guy that got money asking for money. Like, come on, man.
Multi-billion dollar idea. You ready?
Nope.
It came to me last night for some reason. Can't imagine why, but it came to me last night for some reason. Sports only Twitter.
You can make that happen, though.
I mean, you can do the filters and the blocks and all that stuff, but no. Just
stop being lazy, Lopez. Just get to work.
That's a lot of work because I got all these people popping up all of a sudden with the, you know, with new accounts and all these other things. Sports only Twitter. Let's go.
I ain't gonna lie, man. That might be a little boring for me, man. I can't just do sports only.
Well, you can search the other things, or you can go back to the old Twitter if you need a fix.
Yeah, I think with like Twitter, some of the appeal was that I mean, you could have your little list or whatever, but like it's almost operate as a one-stop shop for a lot of things.
And you can go there. But for certain times when I just want to work, man. I woke up this morning.
I just came here to dance for y'all.
I just want to do my job. All right. That's another. I just came
to dance for y'all. That's it.
Get up. The alarm rings at 5:30 and I'm like, oh Lord, where's my stuff? Where are my people? I'm like, I want to talk sports. I want to read things. I want to see if it's on the coaches with the Texans offensive line and all this other stuff. And I'm like,
My man, you need to go to ESPN.com or something. I don't know.
You know how many filters I would have had to put on this morning?
Sound like you need to put some filters on. That's what it sounded like.
Yeah. Watch this.
All right, so while you dance around this thing, I will get close but not tip all the way.
You're
in.
You're gonna waltz
again, apolitical. However, it got me. I told myself I'm not paying attention to election coverage. I'm like I'm gonna go. I'm gonna get my hair twisted, and then I'm gonna come home. I'm gonna like catch up on a little bit of TV since I know that there's not any basketball on. I ended up having like Miami of Ohio playing football. I ended up having that on. But it's the problem when you have three TVs.
Three TVs, got to have one on.
It's great when you have three TVs because you can put all sorts of stuff on when there's a lot. Mm-hmm. When there's not a lot, you end up just putting stuff on. You know what ended up getting putting on? Election coverage. And I just, it drew me in. I wasted at least an hour, over an hour for certain, just being drawn into election coverage. And this is the thing about election coverage. There's no point in watching it happen, right? It's all in there.
Yeah.
Everybody done voted.
Yeah. Right?
We watching them count. I was like,
and it ain't going to be done until 2 a.m.
Right. So just like, like, you know what it feels like to me? Fantasy football. Stick with me.
Yeah.
Right. I have long, when I did play fantasy football, I long came to the idea of once you set your lineup, check it on Monday, check it on Tuesday. Like, why are we watching the points come in? Who cares? Like, they going to play. It's not. I'm not going to change it by looking at it. Let them play. Right. And in that same way, I failed my own edict because here, what was I doing? Watching them tap screens, bounce around, looking at maps like a dummy.
It's yeah. Watch this.
These are my confessions. All right, so while y'all tiptoe around it, I'm about to tango with just me, myself, and I.
Yeah.
I did not watch any of the cover.
Oh, wow.
Good job.
You didn't watch any?
I didn't watch a peep of it.
So proud of you.
And honestly, like to me, and this is another confession too, I never found it interesting, man. It was always confusing to me. It was boring. And the past couple elections, I did tried to keep up with it.
Mm-hmm.
But this year, I'm just like, I'm not even watching. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to just wake up in the morning for a surprise.
Yeah.
Like I stayed off of I feel like social media kind of did a good, or at least my timeline was cool because it wasn't there.
Except when you're trying to do your job.
But the thing is, a lot of stuff wasn't really popping up with that. Like, I was running across some funny little stuff on there that had nothing to do with the election.
Yeah.
You know, some of this is like you curate your experience. So you might have to look inside.
Yeah, but the people are sometimes like, not expected to be doing going down that rabbit hole.
But see, the thing is, when you click on one tweet, then you start seeing multiple of them.
Yes,
so
yes,
it's best to not even engage or not even click on that tweet. But I told my wife, I'm like, you know what? I'm not even gonna turn the TV on.
Yeah.
I want a surprise in the morning. I'm just gonna wake up in the morning, and just check social media. And by just all the reaction, I'm like, okay, I know who won. So I'm like, and I actually liked it that way too. It was fun.
Nice little surprise in the morning.
Yeah, it's nothing like a surprise to see who won.
Right. You missed a little, Ohio, Kent State. You missed a little bit of that.
Oh, okay. University of Ohio.
Miami of Ohio versus Ball State was the game. Miami of Ohio versus Ball State was the game that you missed.
Watch this.
Okay, so I danced, you waltzed. What'd you say? You tangoed?
I tangoed by myself.
I'm about to cha-cha slide one more time.
Oh,
here.
Wow. You got to double down. I thought we were all going to get one in.
We over here dancing.
I thought it was going to be one. We was all going to get one dance.
I'm about to cha-cha slide one more time here. And the reason is because this is a legit confession. The main reason I plugged in to some of the coverage last night, hand of God, more than anything else, I'm fascinated with Steve Kornacki.
Oh, okay.
That dude.
So you're one of those?
He's amazing.
Okay.
Like, he is forget, you know, like the way he'll look at a map and say, this is blah, blah county next to blah, blah county. And he's not getting prompted. He's not getting notes. He's got those. Well, actually, he wasn't wearing khakis last night. He's known for his khakis. And he'll go to, okay, now let's go to West Virginia. Well, you know, this county is blah, blah, blah. I'm like, this dude is a Who Wants to Be Millionaire lifeline waiting to happen.
Mm.
Like, how he knows the counties in all 50 states, he's got to be like Rain Man kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, that's,
he's amazing.
To me, that's some nerdy type stuff. Everybody everybody had them nerdy type things that they just know everything of that. Like Reggie know all, I don't want to say all, but you know most of the stadium names.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's just kind of like a little nerdy thing.
By the way, I got that in my back pocket on my file. I'm going to give him a test one day. Maybe tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm going to say the team, and he's going to have to tell me the name. Yeah, the stadium.
Oh, man.
Let's do it tomorrow.
Riveting radio.
Good meeting.
Riveting radio. I'm sure that's
good. That dude, like, just to know the counties. Like, I know Harris County, Bear County, you know, Dallas County, Tarrant County. That's about it.
I mean, come on, a little love for
I know
Fort
a few
Bend
others,
County.
But hey.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
We about to be like Footloose. No more dancing. All right? Sick of this dancing.
Yeah.
It's too much dancing. We not doing a shuffle.
Yeah.
We not doing a cha-cha slide. None of it. It's done dancing. However, I might not be dancing for an entire other reason. It is 4 days after I played pickup basketball for the first time in a while, and apparently I have been slovenly, did not realize this. I am only just now getting over the soreness of playing pickup basketball for the first time in a few months. I was like, yo, I didn't realize I was that out of it before.
Welcome to your 30s.
Yeah, I guess so. I was like, look, man, what am I going to be sore for, a day, two? Nope, four. 4 days, apparently, is what is required for me to get mostly past playing pickup basketball. My body feeling like I've been getting into the car all like wooden. You know what I mean?
Look who you're talking to, dude. Look who you're talking to.
There's a lot of people that are like, shut up, Reggie.
Yeah.
And I get it. But I'm just amazed. I didn't realize that it could happen like this.
Yes,
my
it
bad.
Does.
Look. Mea culpa. I was out here not respecting y'all's struggle mm-hmm. and what y'all been going through.
You mean me.
That's right. This is one of those things where I thought my sympathy went a little way and I didn't realize, oh no, I needed to be in them shoes. Yeah. I needed to really get a feel for it. And I see it. I understand. And I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
So I have a really big issue in my neighborhood with these stray dogs, man.
Oh.
I'm not a fan of stray dogs at all. I don't like stray cats, but more importantly,
you don't like any cats, sounds
like. Yeah, I don't like any cats. But, but stray dogs, man, like, I don't know what to do, man. Do I call a dog catcher?
See,
because
I'm
just,
with you, man.
They just hang around, man. And
Do we still call them the dog catcher?
I guess.
I don't know. I ain't trying to be no dog catcher. But I just don't know what to do, man.
Because you feel bad for them.
Yeah, I don't want to be the person, because it seemed like nobody else complaining.
Yeah.
So I don't want to be that person, the one to get call a dog catcher, and I don't know what they're going to do with them.
Yeah.
But sometimes they just be hanging around the house.
And some of them are not nice.
Yeah.
As much as we're all dog lovers, except for Reggie. He's weird.
Yeah, one day I was...
I don't hate dogs. I just don't want the responsibility of having to feed somebody consistently.
Yeah.
It was one time I was unloading the car, and these dogs just came out of nowhere running away. They was a little scared.
Mm-hmm.
But it was one dog that was just constantly barking at me.
Yeah.
I was just like, get your ass out. And then he just kept barking. You could tell he was scared. So I slammed the trunk, and he hauled ass out of here. I was just like, man, I can't keep going through that. And now I'm watching the dog Jackson.
Sick Jackson on him.
He ain't about to do nothing. He be scared to bite his dog on food.
Yeah.
But
this is why I like Jackson a lot. Jackson ain't, he not worried.
He don't want
about
no problems, man.
He want no problems.
Yeah, but like, it's kind of frustrating trying to take Jackson out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's other dogs around. Like, I don't want these dogs coming to try to start no mess.
It's
like,
frustrating.
I don't know what to do.
And you feel for them. And you start thinking, well, if they come get them, what are they going to do with them? You know, and I'm like, oh, yeah, nah.
Yeah, I was even thinking about, I guess they had this solar light thing that kind of make a noise.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you could put in the grass or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and it make a weird little noise.
Ways.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. I don't even know if that work.
Yeah.
From the 832. Sounds like Figgy moved into the hood and didn't realize he moved till he moved in.
Oh, no, it's the hood.
Okay.
Oh, no,
he's like, no, I understood that to begin with.
I knew what was going on.
And you took your fridge with the screen on it in there?
Yeah.
You going to be cool? You good?
Yeah. Hey, you got homeless people knocking on my door.
Yeah.
It's the hood.
Okay, very good.
It's the hood.
The acknowledgement is there. Plenty of dancing and a little bit of acknowledgement.
Somebody said call your local Chinese restaurant.
All right, no, calm down.
Goodness,
don't do that. Man. Don't do that. They said you call the animal control officer.
There we go.
Yeah.
I knew we'd hone in on that.
There we go. Fantastic. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Those were our lunchtime confessions on this Wednesday. Coming up next, let's do a little NFL overreaction or not for week 9. We'll do it next.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.